From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday on his final day at the Paris Climate Change Summit. They are expected to discuss the fight against Islamic State, as well as the controversy over the Russian plane shot down by Turkish forces last week in Turkey's airspace. On Monday, Obama urged world leaders to rise to the moment at the UN Climate Summit. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon also issued a call for action.
The time for brinksmanship is over. Let us build a durable climate regime with a clear rule of the road that all countries can agree to follow.
The leaders are working to agree on binding measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels. French President François Hollande has warned of obstacles for the summit in reaching a compulsory deal in Paris, including the legality of an accord, financing for poorer countries, and monitoring of countries' pledges to limit greenhouse gas emissions. Representatives of the United States, South Korea, and Japan are set to meet in Washington this week for talks on the North Korean nuclear issue. A South Korean official says the envoys are expected to discuss the security situation in the Korean Peninsula and review ways to revive diplomatic efforts toward resolving a deadlock over North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons. Burkina Faso's former Prime Minister Roch Marc Christian Kabore is the winner of the country's presidential election with more than half the vote. Kabore becomes the West African nation's first new president in decades. In a speech after the results were announced, Kabore vowed to get to work immediately. Kabore served during the administration of former President Blaise Compaoré, who was ousted in a 2014 coup. This is VOA News. Indonesian investigators said Tuesday a faulty system on the AirAsia flight led pilots to take action that caused them to lose control of the jet that crashed in the Java Sea last December. In its final report, the National Transportation Safety Committee said the Airbus A320's flight control system had a cracked solder joint that set off alarms. In a previous report, the committee noted the plane descended deeply, then crashed into the water, killing all 162 on board. Leaders of the South Asian nations of Pakistan and Afghanistan met on Monday on the sidelines of the Paris summit to discuss a stalled peace process in Afghanistan. Meeting is being held as an icebreaker after months of tensions between the two countries. Relations between the two countries took a downturn at the end of July when news broke that Taliban leader Mullah Omar had been dead for 2 years. A second round of Pakistan's brokered peace talks between the Afghan government and the Afghan Taliban unraveled. Since then, Afghanistan has insisted that it does not trust Pakistan as an honest broker. The United States has tightened its visa waiver program in wake of the Paris terrorist attacks. There will be new screening for travelers headed to the United States from 38 countries around the world who are now allowed to enter the country without a visa. The White House said the Homeland Security Agency is altering its electronic visa-free clearance system to obtain information on whether anyone traveling to the U.S. have made trips to countries the U.S. considers to be a terrorist safe haven. The International Monetary Fund added China's yuan to its basket of key global currencies, a move that gives new status to the world's second-leading economy. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says the decision is an important milestone in the integration of the Chinese economy into the global financial system.
The basket will now include those five currencies, the U.S. dollar, the euro, the yen, the British pound, and the renminbi. And it will clearly better represent the international community based on those two criteria of trade and of freely usable currency.
The IMF's action takes effect next October. A court in the Philippines has convicted a U.S. Marine of killing a transgender Filipino woman in a hotel northwest of Manila last year. The court sentenced Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton to 12 years in prison. And the World Health Organization is marking World AIDS Day on today, Tuesday, by emphasizing the need to expand antiretroviral therapy to all of those living with HIV. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.